Hare Krishna. Today is a very special day. It is the 400th anniversary of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami completing Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you can just imagine Kaviraj Goswami is sitting there on the banks of Shyamakund. It's a little up from the banks of Shyamakund, overlooking Radhakund as well, a place called Manasa Pavanagat, just a few feet away from Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, because Kaviraj Goswami was Das Goswami's disciple. And finally he's completed this epic, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is really an epic, wonderful literature. And he's done that at the request of the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan and Madan Mohan. This is described in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami is now elderly. He's received the title Kaviraj because earlier he'd already written a commentary on Bilvamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, and also Govinda Lilamrita, which is a very, very, very wonderful book. And by these literatures, Vaishnavas have recognized his extraordinary and empowered writing ability. So in this elderly condition, Kaviraj Goswami has been asked to compose Chaitanya Charitamrita, not just because he's a wonderful poet, but because although he hadn't directly had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, but still, as Raghunath Das Goswami's disciple, he would regularly hear from Raghunath Das Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami describes that Raghunath Das Goswami would spend 2 hours a day conversing about his experiences with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And because he was the servant of Swarup Damodar Goswami, so from his late teens, Raghunath Das Goswami stayed in Puri up until the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure from this world. And the devotees had asked Kaviraj Goswami that we have Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was first called Chaitanya Mangala, but that deals mostly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip. And in one sense, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Puri are even more relevant to Gaudiya Vaishnavas because they reveal his internal mood, and the main purpose of his avatar, or the more specific purpose of his avatar, which is to distribute Braja Bhakti, and specifically the devotion that the gopis have, the young gopis of Vrindavan have towards Krishna. And so these were the reasons why devotees asked, and of course the contribution that Kaviraj Goswami made was extraordinary to Vaishnava litany. But more than that, we need to keep in perspective that Kaviraj Goswami was also writing history. He was writing down what happened in history. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared for a mission. His mission was to establish Krishna consciousness the world over and usher in a spiritual revolution. And for that, his history, his personality, his identity as the Supreme Lord, and his activities needed to be recounted very quickly. Otherwise, there would be unlimited questions later on in the process of spreading Krishna consciousness about the authenticity of anything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said and did. Because not only are his pastimes important, but we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita the essence of Lord Chaitanya's preachings, which is to Prabodhananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Sanatana Goswami. These are the central teachings which Chaitanya Charitamrita also recounts. So if someone who is and in this case, of course, it wasn't a direct disciple of Chaitanya, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but a disciple of a disciple, Raghunath Das Goswami's disciple. Someone doesn't write that down, then, well, the example for me was very clear when I was writing Navabraja Mahima, is 15 years after Radhashyama Sundar were installed, when I tried to find out from the residents of New Rajadham and devotees who were living there just exactly when it was that Radhe Shyam came to New Rajadham. It took a lot of detective work to actually get the actual date. And there were devotees who even gave me wrong years, and they were personally there. So this is why history needs to be recorded, because people in Kali Yuga have very bad memories, and because memories can't be trusted, so unless things were actually written down at that time, people don't trust what hearsay or verbal tradition actually says. So it was very important that Kaviraj Goswami actually write down. And between Vrindavan Das Thakur and Kaviraj Goswami, we have personal accounts, or first or second-hand account of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and teachings. And of course, it's very important that the two also support each other, and they do. Having mentioned Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the Vyasadeva of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Lord Chaitanya's avatar, Kaviraj Goswami repeatedly mentions why he's writing another biography. Is there really a need? And once such an acharya has already written something, why do you need to write another one? Well, the reason was is that, as I'd already mentioned, Vrindavan Das Thakur mostly concentrated on Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip, and not on Puri pastimes. He was there in Navadvip, and he was raised by, he was the son of a Narayani, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, Narayani Dasi, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. But he, just in a very general way, described Puri pastimes. So Kaviraj Goswami then writes that those pastimes that are described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur, he'll just touch on them, or maybe not even mention them. But those pastimes that Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described, those are what are to be found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so 400 years later, finally having completed, although he was invalid, he had difficulty in writing, and it was a miracle that he was able to complete Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami did do so. And for serious Vaishnavas, we know that Chaitanya Charitamrita is very important. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given us a general description of his godhood, established himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and devotional service is the means to know him. In Srimad Bhagavatam, different types of devotional service are described according to the different types of devotion that devotees have for different incarnations of the Lord. We read about Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj and other Vaishnavas, but ultimately we read about the devotees of Krishna. And that the devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan, the type of very special, spontaneous love that they had for him, which was free of the awe reverence which comes from recognizing him as the Supreme Lord. So they loved Krishna for who he was as a person, not what he was as God. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came, Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer, and showed us how to actually achieve that Braja Bhakti through the means of Nam Sankirtan, through hearing about Krishna's pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with advanced Vaishnavas, worshipping the deity and living in a holy place, or at least in one's mind, being always absorbed in residence in a holy place. So in this way, if devotees follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example, they become qualified to attain that type of loving devotion which the residents of Vrindavan also cherish. A final point, although there are many points to be gleaned from this event, is that to attain the devotion of the Brijbasis for conditioned souls is very difficult or more or less impossible. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita hints at, and at this conclusion, he explicitly describes that by hearing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembers Krishna, one remembers Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, one then becomes qualified for that type of direct remembrance. So actually, and especially Radha Krishna's pastimes are for liberated souls. If one is not a liberated soul, then how will one remember them? But if you don't remember them, then how will you develop an attachment for them, and an attraction for them? So through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we approach through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I would suggest that devotees can consider this point, that why not make this year the year when everyone reads Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you don't have one, buy a set of Chaitanya Charitamrita. No Vaishnava's home is complete without it. Make the effort to read Chaitanya Charitamrita this year. It will be a wonderful experience and certainly a wonderful way to celebrate this great achievement of Kaviraj Goswami. After all, why did Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami write Chaitanya Charitamrita? Why did Srila Prabhupada take so much trouble to translate it? These aren't just meant to be books that we print and that sit on shelves, but these are books that are meant to be the absorption of Vaishnavas, and especially this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once you've been convinced by Bhagavad Gita, once you've understood what Srimad Bhagavatam is telling you, then Vaishnavas should regularly read and absorb themselves in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and teachings. Hare Krishna.